Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limit off.
Stressful,
breakful,
breakful,
release me.
Hello?
Then she, Angela Johnson.
Yes.
It only took you an hour to get through. How you doing, twin?
I'm doing really, really good. You know, I just wanted to make sure I gave some clarity about what I wrote. And Dana, you already know you and my husband have to decode most of my messages because my brain works really, really quick. So happy holidays, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New You.
Uh-huh.
So you asked us a question, twin. Yes. You said, what are some of the things that maybe you wanted to get done for 2018? Maybe you didn't finish. Maybe you had to put it back on the show. So one of the things our church, Greater Love, Greater Works organization, we are 501c3 organization in good standing, by the way. One of the things I thought to do, and I guess I've been doing it for the last couple of years now, is I took out the excuse, Dana, about if we could help the youth, how we can help the youth. And even if I know you kind of remember this, even if we didn't get a grant to do it, then I was going to use every means I knew how to get it done. And so the Lord has blessed us. But one of the things I got a chance to do, my children, I don't know if you know this, but my last two children are the ages of 22 and 21. Robinique kind of knows what she wants to do, but Devin kind of doesn't. He's a male child. And I told him, I said, Devin, you're good with graphics. You're good with technology. You know, he wanted to kind of step out there into air conditioning and heating, okay? Dana, do you not know that there is a program, there are more than one programs out there, internships for Cook County youth? Unfortunately for me, we don't have it in the burbs yet, but I'm trying, right? But I got to put my ear to the ground. So one of the things our church did was we just started looking. So one of the programs is a local workforce through the city of Chicago, Dana, that put my kids through a 8-week internship with an engineering firm that builds stages, builds your Beyonce and Jay-Z stages. My daughter got a chance to help build a stage for Anita Wilson. She was here. She sang a couple of weeks ago, I guess. Dana, but they don't just send them through the internship. They give them 8 weeks. They give them a stipend, so they get like $250, $300 every week or every other week. Come on, children. And they give them a $50 gas card or bus tokens to be able to get there. Because remember, this program was in the city of Chicago. My children live in Roselle. Let me fast forward. So there's another program. After you do that program, as long as you haven't turned 24 years old, you can go back. So now my son, Devin, is getting ready to go to Harper College, and he's going to get a chance to do a 10-week program through graphics and design. Some of these programs, you guys, cost like $8,000. Some of them are $5,000. Some of them are $12,000. Here's the deal, though. They're looking for more young people.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, they're looking for more young people. But see, here's my thing. So when I put it out there on Facebook and nobody likes it, and I don't care about your like, I think you should be calling number. I put it out there and nobody kind of bites at it. I'm wondering to myself, what, people don't need, they don't need jobs, or the kids don't need to be, you know, to learn a tech. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe you don't want to go to college, but you do want to learn a trade. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, no, you got it.
You know what I'm saying? So, Dana, and let me just make sure I tell this, put so it's written in heaven. That's the reason why I'm with Taking the Limits Off Media, because when you and I met, this is what you were doing. You're a philanthropist, I promise you. You're an activist. That's the reason why I knew when Rob gave me the thumbs up to change networks, go with TTLO. That's the reason why I was attracted to TTLO Media. It is. It's the reason why I'm here.
But it's I want to say this. It's been nothing but a pleasure since you and I met a few years back. It's been nothing but a pleasure. It's been a crazy ride, and I'm looking forward to 2019 and all the things
too.
That wonderful things that one sister to another radio is going to do going forward. It's just going to be a good time. Angela, what's the name of the place that you mentioned again for the kids with the trade and all this stuff? You can say it, but then when you're done, can you type it in the comments so we can share?
Oh, absolutely.
If there is a link where people can send.
Chicago Workforce Innovation. So it's Chicago Workforce Innovation. And don't worry, I will make sure that you get the information. I will make sure that happens. And I'll make sure that you get it so you can put it on the TTLO media page, and we'll make sure it's on the Angela Johnson Wants Us to Talk.
Oh, yeah.
What I want to do. You know, I wish I could tell you, and I'm getting ready to hang up. I wish I could tell you that Rob and I desire a new house. Well, we already got a new house, don't we? That I desire a new house, a new car, and all of this stuff. Dana, that is not even my heart. My heart is that people would smile, you know. Simple things, you know. A lot of times our young people are distraught and they find reasons to be outdoors when the lights are off. Come on, back in the day, your mama made sure, my mama made sure when the lights went off or the sun went down, our tails had to be on the block at the door, you know what I'm saying? But these kids are distraught because, Dana, they're number one, they're having to raise themselves. Number two, there's no food in the house because mom and dad are on crack for whatever reason. Number three, Cook County, DuPage County, and the counties, the mayor's office, who can help, don't help. Let me say this, and then I'm going. In the suburbs, the western suburbs, we don't have a summer program. Why is that? Why don't we have a summer program for youth in DuPage County? Can somebody tell me that? you see what I'm saying? So you see why the church, Dana, needs to get in. Don't get in where you fit in. Jump in, kick the dough in, and stop thinking. Come on, see. You see the reason why you asked me about the what's the name of the John Gray car? You see the reason why I was so against that car? Oh, come on here. I'm against it because if you got five families in your church, come on, Dana, and then I'm gonna hang up. You got five families in your church that can't put food on the table every single day, or a mother that's still catching the bus. And I'm not saying it's John Gray's fault. What I'm saying is the least we can do is the basic thing, and that is make sure every family in our church has clothes, every family in our church can eat, even if that means pulling out a young person in their teens, putting them through a business internship and getting that business to buy into that young person and support them. That's what I'm saying.
Love it. Thank you so much, Angela. Thank you so much. Enjoy your New Year's. Are you going to anybody's church now, or you and Rob staying in? What y'all doing?
We're not, because, you know, I put on the feed that we had our last service on yesterday, and then we had lunch right after. You were talking about a pump church. We were pumped. My husband said, you know, we got to stop making excuses about why you're not doing what the Lord has called you to do. So here was our decree, and I'm giving it to somebody on the show tonight. Our decree is, I'm going to become the very best me I can become for the year of 2019 in Him. Now, come on, don't do it without Him. Because, see, you know, in this flesh, we will fail. But I'm going to become the very best Angela I can become in Him for my 2019. That's what I'm doing.
That's good. Bless you. So now my question was,
I'm gonna listen to the show.
No, my question for you. So I know you and Rob ain't having church. I say, are y'all going to anybody's church, or how y'all bringing in the new year? What y'all doing? Y'all sitting on the couch watching the ball drop? What y'all doing? Did she hang up? I believe she hung up. She sure did. Now she saw me giving an answer. See how folk do? Don't let me talk about her on the air. But see how folk do. Anyway, I was trying to find out how they was going to spend their New Year's Eve. With her and Rob going to be sitting on the couch, and they have a bottle of champagne. Are there champagne drinkers? Huh? Let me ask this question this way. Are there champagne drinkers? Is anyone partaking in spirits? I just want to know who was doing what. That's all. I just want to know who was doing what as far as what you call it tonight. Is it anybody doing any champagne drinking tonight? That's what I wanted to know. Let's see. Elder Jacqueline Knight, God bless you. Why am I getting these late post updates? It's just very, very strange. I don't understand it, but it's all right. But anyway, it's going to be a good time. So thank you, Angela, for that info. Really appreciate it. She'll put that out. I think our young people and those who are looking for jobs. And here's the deal. She said something real interesting about college and trades. College is not for everybody. And I know there is this stigma that, you know, every kid needs to go to college. And I'm torn. And I'll tell you why I'm torn. I'm torn because I think there's a lot of children who went to school and are currently in school and they did a whole lot of stuff and he's wasted a whole lot of money. And they probably should have just went somewhere and took up a trade. If you're not sure, junior college is a place you can go. Go to an accredited junior college and then go off to school. But don't waste your money. Don't waste your money or your parents' money. It's not for everybody. That's just the truth. I know that probably ain't gonna go over well with some folks. I know I got educators that ain't gonna be like what I just said. But it's a true fact. What's up, Terrence Chandler? God bless you, sir. Marissa Williams. I was asking her about some stuff that amazing things that happened to you all some amazing things that happened to you all in 2018. And Marissa Williams says, "My mother wasn't able to walk, but now she is walking." Now if that don't make somebody get up and just look here, huh? You what you waiting on? Look here. She said her mother wasn't available to, she couldn't walk in 2018, but she started walking again. Come on. Angela Johnson says, "I will drink some, but I don't have any." Now, why didn't y'all stop and get some? Marissa said, "I guess that's the very best meat." My God. That's wonderful, 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 wonderful. Karen Miles says, "God healed my body from diabetes, high blood pressure, and stage 3 kidney disease." Oh, my God. See, now we're talking. Woo. See, look here, I felt that down in my shondo. Now we're talking. Karen Miles said, look here, she says, "God healed my body from diabetes, high blood pressure, stage 3 kidney disease." And she said, "I praise God." If that don't move you, I don't know what will. If that don't move you, I don't know what will. I'm trying to help somebody today. That thing just blessed me. Ooh, yeah. Ha, my. Rhonda Jackson says, "I accepted a Bible teaching position that I teach every morning at 5 a.m. It's so rewarding. That's what 2018 afforded me." Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good, Rhonda. She accepted a Bible teaching position that I teach every morning at 5 a.m. Ooh, God, is it online? 5 a.m.? Glory, hallelujah, huh? 5 a.m.? Are you doing it online? Ooh, Lord. I know the preachers like to say early Sunday morning. He got up. But 5 a.m. What is it? Is it an online thing? Are you actually someplace physical and teaching at 5 o'clock in the morning? Or is it an online type situation? Let me know. I just wanna know, huh? I'm still high on this Karen Miles testimony, though. Huh? I feel like we ought to just go on in and break out one real quick. I got 5 good minutes left, huh? I feel like I ought to just have a little praise break. I know I said I was going to get out of here. I'm going to try to get out of here on time. Praise the Lord. I got to go home and get ready. I'm going to the, what church am I going to? The Progressive Missionary Baptist Church tonight. Pastor Charlie Dates over here at the Progressive Missionary Baptist Church. They're having a service tonight, so that's why I'm going to be bringing in the new year, praising the Lord. I want to bring the new year in, praising the Lord. I skipped it a couple of years, and I tried to party. I tried to go back, and, you know, I got invited to a couple of functions, and it just didn't seem right. And it wasn't that the people weren't nice, the event wasn't nice. I just felt like, you know what, and I need to start the year off right in the, not that we're not always in the presence of God, but I want to start the year off right with like-minded folk in the presence of God. I want to start the year off right in corporate worship. I believe how you start is how you finish. Huh? That way, if I start off in praise and come mid-January, I go through something. In February, I go through something. I can think back to how I started the year. Huh? I can look back at something and it'll take me back. So that's all. Patricia Butt says, I don't have any champagne, but I'll have some sparkling wine. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. She got some Asti Spumante. She got some Asti Spumante. Amen. Marissa says, my brother went from hospice. Uh-oh. See, here we go. Watch this now. Marissa Williams says, my brother went from hospice to independent living, huh? Social worker will say, you know that usually ain't that, you know that's usually, let me read this again, you know that don't usually, that's not usually the way it works, huh? Let me read that again. Marissa got, hey, hold on, don't make me in here. She says, my brother went from hospice to independent living. The social worker said, you know that's not usually the way this turns out. Huh? But God, y'all going to play with me tonight, huh? I feel like doing something now, huh? Come on, y'all better act like you know what you're talking. Where's Ernest Pugh? Because y'all gonna sit there and not act like y'all don't see, y'all didn't hear that testimony. Ernest, help us out. Come on, help us out. Come on. That's a blessing. Let me take it back. Let me bring it on back down. That's a blessing right there. My. Look here. This thing just told me 90 seconds. Look here. I feel the Spirit of God saying, hold 1 minute, because I think it may be one or two more testimonies out there. See, y'all been saving it to the end, but that's all right. Don't matter how you start, it's how you finish. But if you start, come through now. Look here. That's a blessing. Oh, my. My. Huh? Come on. Y'all know I'm going back to Costa. Coming this Friday, we gonna have a Baptist fit up in here. Y'all better get ready. Look, tambourine ready. Y'all better act like y'all know him. Huh? All right. Look, I'm excited. But this Friday, January the 4th, the first show of 2019 for the Taking Limits Off Media Group, for Taking Limits Off Radio, we will be here, man. We're gonna have a great time. We going back to Costa. I got my music lined up. I'm probably gonna march in. I'm gonna borrow one of these. Whose robe? Can I ask somebody down there that I need a robe? I'm gonna march in. Too bad we can't get a choir. Anybody got a choir? We're gonna get a choir in here and do some stuff on the first Friday. On the first Friday of the year. We going all the way in. Huh? We going all the way in. I'm just grateful, man. I am. It's just been, y'all know I'm crazy. But it has been an amazing, amazing time. Watch this. Marissa. Oh, Marissa Williams. Marissa's a long time watcher and listener of the TTLO radio show. Marissa says, remember when you prayed for the shooting in the apartment my daughter lives in? None have occurred and they are remodeling. Huh? I remember that. There was a shooting in her daughter's apartment. And she came on the radio and told us about it. And we stopped the show in mid-show. I think it was myself and Pastor Park. And we just let up a prayer in this place. Come on. I remember. Huh? I remember. Marissa, you ain't got to tell me. Huh? He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Come on, Norman. Help us real quick. Come on. That's what God loves. Whole lot of us don't deserve to still be here. If we wasn't ashamed, watch this. If we wasn't ashamed and decided we were gonna be honest, one time we'd raise our little hand and say, I know I don't deserve to still be here, but I'm still here. Come on, but I made it. See, if you could just be honest, see, if you could set your sanctified self to the side for a few moments. Sister Pastor, you late. You better have a good excuse. But if you could set your sanctified self, your obnoxious self to the side for a second and just say, he's been that good. I know I don't deserve to still be here, but thank God I'm here anyway. Despite my disobedience. Oh, come on, help somebody today. Despite my disobedience, despite my hard-headedness, my stubbornness, my stiff-neckedness, my sometimes ignorance, despite all those things, I'm still here. Come on. My. I'm going to help somebody. If I don't help, I'm going to help myself. Despite all of those things. Huh? My. All right. Okay. We gonna leave it alone. I just know God has been just, he just absolutely, watch it, he's still good. And I know it's cliche, but if he don't do nothing else, he's already done enough. If he don't do nothing else, now we want him to do some more. We got a list for God. But if he don't do nothing else, my, I feel like something right now. If he don't do nothing else, he already done enough, huh? He is that good. He is that good. I think it was Isaiah that said, his name shall be called Wonderful. Oh, God, right there. You ain't got to read the rest of the scripture, huh? Isaiah said, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Where's Larry? Where's Pastor Bishop Larry Donnell Trotter at when you need him? Because can't nobody say wonderful like Bishop Larry. Larry! Come through, Larry. Where Larry at? Larry, come through. Where Larry? Larry Trotter, help us out. Huh? That's it. Wonderful. That's it.
I tell you to think about how wonderful it is. I tell you that his name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God. Look at somebody say the everlasting Father.
That's it.
Somebody just holler wonderful.
Wonderful.
I told y'all that was the word of the year. Look to your right and your left, say wonderful.
Wonderful.
May your week be wonderful.
That's it.
May the rest of your year be wonderful.
Come on now. Yeah. Oh, my.
I don't mean to push this point.
Come on, Larry.
But is there anybody that's proven himself to be wonderful? Just go to about three people say, he is wonderful.
He is wonderful. I'm just getting ready. I'm getting ready for 2019. I don't know about y'all. I'm ready. We only got a few hours left. Come on. Might as well praise him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My. Huh? Yes, sir. Oh, my. All right. Let me go. I said I was gonna be done at 8:30. So y'all have made me tell a whole lie on the radio. I'm sorry, but he is wonderful. Hey. Okay. Woo. Yeah. I gonna be like one of them old deacons. One of them old deacons that can't get up no more. So they had to pick them up, put them down with their shoulders on the front deacon bench. You know, they just be they just rock like this on the deacon bench. Just get them shoulders working. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all acting brand new in here. He is wonderful. All right. Yes, sir. I don't know about you. One, call him, Larry. Wonderful. Yes! Woo, my. All right. We don't go. Okay. All right. Look, y'all. This thing blessed me. Ah. Ah, come on, come on. We might as well go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead. That's it. That's it. Ah! Oh, my, 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 my. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. So anyway, y'all, we've had a great, great show. It's been a great and amazing 2018. I want to say this. 2018 wouldn't be what it was, first, of course, without God. It wouldn't be what it was. 2018 would not be what it was, first, without God. But it definitely would not be. It would not be what it was without you all, the listeners on Blog Talk Radio, the viewers on Facebook, those of you who listen later on iTunes. We would not be where we are if not by the grace of God and then for your support. If you chime in and listen for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 seconds, some of y'all come in and listen for 5 minutes, y'all leave, and then y'all come back at the end and whatever. Y'all been there through all the technical difficulties and all that stuff. Y'all stayed with us even after we shut it down. From May to June, July, and August, and then came back in September, and y'all came back with us, man, and it's just been better and better than ever since we've been here. We are just absolutely, eternally grateful for you. And so I want to do this now before I want to close out our last show of the year in prayer. That's all I can do is close us out in prayer and just think about all the goodness of God. All that he's done for us, I just think it's one of those things that we just have to keep those things in mind, man, because God is just that good. So whatever it is that you desire, I hope that if it's in the will of God, my prayer this evening will be that God not only gives you what you need, but he fulfills not just the things that you need, but he also gives you the desires of your heart. God is amazing, man. He is absolutely amazing, and I want y'all to not miss this opportunity to partake in this. So if you have prayers, if you have concerns, if you have whatever it is, don't do this. Don't carry dead weight into 2019. If I had a chance I didn't get to preach yesterday, but I can preach now. Don't carry dead weight, huh? Watch this. Leave other folks' crosses right where they at, huh? Leave other folks' crosses right where they at. Don't carry other people's stuff, other people's mess, and other people's baggage into 2019. God has been absolutely amazing. And if that, watch this. I'm going to put this out there too. If there's a chance. I feel this in my spirit. I've been hearing this word in my spirit. Restoration. Some things God will let die, but there are also some things God will restore, and we want to keep those things in mind. So let's do this. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, we come. First, God, we want to just say thank you. That's it, God. We want to spend a few moments just saying thank you, God, for who you are. Lord God, we thank you, God, that you brought us from December 31st of 2017 all the way to December 31st of 2018. Lord God, we some didn't have the best year of 2018. But you kept us from December 31st of 2017 all the way to December 31st of 2018. Lord God, we just want to thank you for that. God, we want to thank you. I just want to thank you for all of the heartache. Watch this. For all of the heartache, huh, that you stayed with us. And you walked through it with us in 2018, God, for every low valley we went through, but you kept us in 2018, God, we just said thank you. God, for every disappointment that we had in 2018, God, we just said thank you, God, because we know, God, that it may have been disappointing to us, God, but if it was outside of your will, you kept us from some things, God, that was just not in your will. And for that, we said thank you. Lord God, we just thank you for sustaining us in 2018. God, you kept us, God. You kept certain people out of our lives, God. You removed some people, God. You added some people, God. You moved us from one location to another location, God. And for that, we said thank you, God. Lord God, I thank you for the word I've been hearing in my spirit. Restoration, God. Restore some relationships right now, God. If it be in your will, God, if there's some broken pieces, God, we know that you are the one glue that will never fail, God. God, we thank you for keeping us, God, for 2018, God. We thank you for keeping our families together in 2018, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, my God, Zion. Lord God, we just thank you for the newness of things you brought us in 2018, God. Even up until these last few hours, God. Watch this. I believe, God, that even some of the things that we prayed for in 2018, that we prayed and we bowed our heads in supplication to you, God, and we bowed our heads to your will, God, and we were praying for something to happen in 2018, God. Well, right now, in these last 3 hours and 23 minutes, God, these last 3 hours and 23 minutes, God, we believe you can still do it. Hey! That's it. We believe you can still do some things in 2018, God. God, bury some stuff in 2018, God. If something needed to die, let it stay there. Let the dead bury the dead, God. Come on. But let the living celebrate the living, God. God, in 2019, give us a spirit of high praise. Give us a spirit of sustained worship. God, don't have us trying to pour new wine into old wineskins. God, right now, bury the old wineskins. God, give us new and fresh wineskins. God, we're praying for a new and fresh anointing in 2019. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We're praying, God, that you would heal those, God, who've been carrying some burdens in 2018, God. Let them know that as of tonight at 12 o'clock a.m., January the 1st, 2019, as you said to when your disciples were locked down in the prison, and the Bible says in Acts chapter 16 and verse 35, the Bible says, and at midnight, yes! Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. So tonight, God, at midnight, let your people sing praises unto you, God. And then it goes on to say, immediately, there was a great earthquake, and immediately everyone's bands were loosed. God, tonight we're praying that in 2019, God, at the strike of 12, if there's some shackles that have been holding some people back, if there's some constrictions that have been constraining people, if there's some things that have been holding your people back, God, whether it be bad habits or dead traditions, God, we ask that you would break those chains at 12 o'clock, God. Hey. Lord God, thank you, God. Hey, Jesus. Lord God, thank you for just doing what you do, God. Thank you, God, for blocking some things from us, God. Thank you for blocking some things for us, God. The things that we thought we wanted, God. Thank you for your no. Oh, Jesus, that's for me. That's for me. Thank you for saying no, God. Ha! Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for saying no. Ah, God, because you said no, so there'd be room for a yes somewhere else. Come on, Jesus. Ha! Lord God, if there's a parent, God, that's having an issue with a child right now, God, let them bring that thing to you, God, and praise you. They ought to lift up their voice and praise you like they're crazy, God, for what you've already done, God. Restore relationships with mothers and daughters, God. Restore relationships. That's it, restoration. Restore relationships with fathers and sons, God. Restore relationships with brothers and sisters, God. Restore relationships with aunties and uncles, grandparents and great-grandparents, God. Restoration in 2019, God. Hey, Jesus. Do what you do, God. Move us out of the way, God. Anything that's unlike you, God, start to separate it now, God. Give us a fresh strength in 2019. My. Give us a fresh strength in 2019. Give us a fresh anointing, God. Huh? 12 o'clock means new mercy. Huh? morning by morning. Come on, Jesus. New mercies I see. Come through here now. Work on me, God. Before I ask about anybody else, God, fix me, Jesus. Ooh, yeah, that's it. God, if I need to bridle my tongue, God, bridle my tongue. God, let me only speak the things, God, that edify you, God. Then watch this. Bind every tongue that speaks against those who speak your word, God. Shut every mouth of every person that touches your anointed, God. Oh, come on now. Don't allow evil works, God, to be seen by other people, God. Shut down the evil things, God. Only highlight the good works, God. Thank you for your coverage, Lord. Oh, yeah, that's it. Thank you for covering me, God. Thank you for covering my naked places. Oh, thank you, God. Ah. Lord God, bless every family that's listening and watching right now. God, bless every household that's listening and watching. God, I'm going to say thank you for them. If you can't say, I'm going to say it. Well, thank you, God, for every family, God, that's represented. Lord God, thank you, God, for Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. God, thank you for them opening their doors and their hearts to something that they had never seen before, God. But thank you, God, for giving them the mindset of trying something new. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Lord God, and even at my home church, God, bless Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, God. Bless their new pastor, Marcus Clemens, God. Touch his mind, God. Touch his body. Touch his spirit, God. Bless his wife. Bless his family. Do all the things that's necessary, God. Bless that church. Bless the leadership of that place, God. For almost 46 years, God, they've been serving, God. Continue to bless them, God. Then, God, as we go down the line, God, bless my sister's church, God. Bless the Greater Love, Greater Works International Church, God. Bless my brother's church, Second Baptist Church of LaGrange, God. Bless First Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, God. Bless Dominion Ministries, God. Bless In the Throne Room Ministries, God. Bless them, God. They have some major and arduous tasks coming ahead of them, God. They're going to step out into some new ventures in 2019, God. Lead the way, God. Shine your light, God. Do what you do, Lord. Bless your holy name. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Ah, my. In the mighty, matchless name. Ah. As the preacher said yesterday, in the strong, saving name, of Jesus, we pray this prayer. Amen. Look, y'all, I got to go. Man. Woo, Jesus. Ah. My. Ah. Thank you, God, for just blessing. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you. Thank you, God, just for being who you are. Lord God, we just bless you. Look, y'all, I love y'all. I do. I mean that. I do. I like I said, don't nobody pay me, so I'm already doing this for free. So, God bless y'all, though. Bless y'all. Be a blessing to somebody in 2019. Watch this. Be willing to take some risks. Ah, I hear restoration, but now I'm hearing risk. Be willing to take some, step out on faith. Even when it don't look like it might work, if you talk to God about it, go ahead and step. Faith is taking that step that you can't see. But if I know God is with me when I step, I know I won't sink. Oh, come on. If my eye is on Jesus, I won't sink. Come on, Peter. If I keep my eye on Jesus, I won't sink. Come on, Peter. If I stay focused on him and not be distracted by all of the mess to my right and the foolishness to my left, if I stay focused on him, I won't sink. Just keep your eye. Come on. Now. It's worth the risk to get out the boat. I'm going to help you. I'm trying not to preach. It's worth the risk to get out of the boat. It's worth the risk, God. It's worth the risk. Y'all be blessed, man. Look, be careful tonight. I noticed Chicago, and I know we got this really bad thing we do here. I know they do it to other cities, where we start shooting at midnight. You know, we decide to point handguns in the air, and we do this real crazy stuff. Can I remind you all of something, especially for you non-smart gun owners? If you shoot a bullet in the air, it's going to come back down at the same velocity, if not faster, than it left the gun. It's got, the bullet has to land somewhere. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Don't waste the bullet shooting in the air. Don't be stupid. Be good tonight. I'm not going to tell nobody not to drink, because, you know, have you a beverage. Be smart. Be smart. If you have to drive through this special city, though, that we call Chicago, if you have to drive through this special, special city we call Chicago, do me this favor. Keep your head on a swivel. We're going to go out with this, y'all. We're going to go out with my boy Richard Smallwood, going to take us out for 2018. Two most powerful words you can say to God. Thank you. Come on, Richard, take us home. Y'all be good. Love y'all. Keep your head on the swivel. TTLO. Come on, Richard.
Thank you. Just see him in the snake. Come on. Thank you. If he's been good to you, just say, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Ah. Woo! Oh.